Women's History Month is a celebration of women's contribution to history, culture, and society, and it has been celebrated annually in the month of March in the United States since 1987. Here in Nebraska, we have many women to celebrate for their contributions to our history. Originally from Blair, Dr. Sasha Shulkat is a professor and the vice chair of strategy in the UNMC Department of Anesthesiology. After having a leading role in her career, she felt that she was not being taken seriously in what she called a male-dominant field.
I felt there was part of me that I had to really hide and not embrace as a woman leader.
Dr. Shulkat wrote a book where she can talk about her success and her leading roles.
I wrote my book Between Grit and Grace and the Art of Being Feminine and Formidable because I felt there was part of me that I had to really hide and not embrace as a woman leader in order to be taken serious in my career.
Dr. Shulkat felt successful personally and professionally, but she said that she was not being herself.
There was part of me that I had to really hide and not embrace as a woman leader in order to be taken serious in my career. You know, the first 10 years of my career, I had 4 children, and a huge part of my life was being a mother. And yet I would hear my male colleagues talk about their kids and be like, kind of be a hero for talking about their kids. And I never felt like I could talk about my kids or talk about, even more importantly, some of my struggles to balance being a mom and being a physician, because I felt like it would reflect on me not taking my career as serious.
The National Women's History Alliance designates an annual theme for Women's History Month. This year's theme is Women Who Bring Healing, Promote Hope. This theme is a tribute to the persistent work of caregivers and frontline workers during this ongoing pandemic, and an acceptance of countless ways that women of all cultures have provided healing and hope throughout history.
The more I started to climb the ladder, the more bias I experienced and the less I felt like me, and the more I felt like I had to hide who I truly was as a woman.
In the next KBNO News segment, Dr. Shulkat talks more about her leading role at UNMC, as well as Brave Enough, an organization she created, and how she is helping other women in their professional medical careers. Also, she talks about her next book. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.